Please tell us where the nuns are from. Yes. I couldn't resist. Yes. Some background history of the community. And it's do you want me to say something? Okay. I could turn it over to you. Okay. Yes, they're from Aranyabodi, which is in Sonoma County, just outside of Jenner, so a little bit north of Jenner, and a beautiful redwood forest. And so Aranyabodi, look it up on the. And then the Dharmadarini community is it's close to Ronert Park, and so that there's two communities there, but all of the nuns who are here today are spending their Vasa, the formal range retreat period, at Aranyabodhi, and they're. Teacher and preceptor is Ayatata Loka, and gosh, she was ordained. I first met her as she was ordained in the Korean tradition. She had taken Theravada ordination, but then went to train in Korea for several years, then came back to America, and then. On the encouragement of Ajahn Mahaprasert and Wat Budanusong in Fremont, he encouraged her to start something. And so they started in a house in Fremont, and started to have women who were interested in ordination starting to come. And then so it slowly grew from that. Probably in Fremont. I'm not sure for how many years. Not that long, 2 or 3, 4 years. About 4 years, and then the Hermitage in just north of Jenner was offered, and they put down roots there. And I remember going before you'd even started to live there, to say, what's the possibilities? And went with Bhante Gunaratana. So yeah, well, there's that's been quite a few years now. And then the Aranyabodhi place was, I mean, there were some difficulties with the accommodations. It's a redwood forest right by the coast. Quite damp. Stuff got, accommodations got moldy. Not very nice. So there had to have some place. And of course, they've done a lot of work over these last years. I mean, one is for like clearing underbrush and letting the air move a lot more. I mean, part of that is for just for air movement and preventing mold and also building things there. As most monasteries do, I mean, it's like Abaya Giri used to be a Buddhist trailer park. Aranyabodhi was similar. It was. And they don't, they don't stand up to those trailers and whatnot. Don't stand up to the moisture, so that had to be sort of got rid of and start from scratch again, which they've done. And then clearing out the forest, both for fire prevention as well as for the moisture airflow. I can remember when we first went to Wat Nanachat, the international monastery in Thailand, and Ajahn Chah said, told us, you've got to clear the underbrush here and open it up. And we were saying, well, we don't want to disturb the natural forest. And after years of miserable living in a really damp forest, we said, oh, we've got to clear the underbrush. So, and to submit to Ajahn Chah's wisdom. So that's so there's Ayatata Loka is out at Aranyabodhi, so there's a half a dozen of them there. And how many nuns are left at Dhammacharini this Vasa? Oh, okay. Ah, okay, so Ayasobhana and then the Anagarikas are there at Dhammacharini. So those are places to look up, plug in, help out.